Hollow Wood Loony Prunes by Barry Howard Minkins. Listen to his podcast or read his book, Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution. Hollywood has also played a major role in the brainwashing of a whole generation around the globe. There is nothing new in their thinking, as shown by the slide in ticket sales. How about a positive movie about our great country, rather than one turning homicidal maniac terrorists into innocent victims or freedom fighters? I would buy a ticket to a movie that deals with reverse discrimination and how civil rights leaders extort money from our biggest companies, or how a drunk, black stripper with a criminal past schemed with the help of the left-wing media, Black Panther Party gangsters, and an immoral DA with political ambitions to ruin the reputation of 40 innocent white lacrosse players. How about the Dr. Ford story about how she participated in a historic smear campaign and hoax against Judge Kavanaugh? Half the country would buy a ticket to the Biden Family Global Corruption Network with insights into drug addict, pedophile hunter. Obamagate, behind the scenes on the historical coup attempt against Trump, would also be a big hit. The Black Bagman, how AGs Holder and Lynch misused the DOJ slush fund. Another suggestion would be a political science fiction thriller, perhaps directed by a born-again Michael Moore. In it, an evil cabal of left-wing professors, left-wing media, and Hollywood have systematically brainwashed a whole generation into thinking the good motives, actions, and dreams of the best country in the world are some kind of evil conspiracy, and the hero who uncovers the plot is a conservative family man. In other words, how about telling the truth, something the left has not done since the days when Ed R. Morrow dealt with the real problem of McCarthyism, and when black civil rights needed protection, decades ago? Today, as white civil rights are being trampled by the civil rights business and government, Hollywood is stuck watching old movies and playing old roles. I express my disdain of left-wing slander regarding America's greatness with the power of my ticket sales and by avoiding sponsors and studios supporting leftist propaganda. I cannot make the emotional swing from being upset by the Hate America speech of left-wing stars to feeling comfortable about watching them perform. The self-inflated egos of stars and their need to be in the spotlight only serve to highlight their worn-out leftist scripts. These people who have spent their lives pretending should have no credibility in the real world. Though they really have nothing new or of value to say, they stay on the stage as long as the left-wing media gives them a microphone. Academy of Frauds. Time to give them the hook, and that's what's happening. According to February's ratings a year ago, 93% of us are already not watching the Academy Awards. Now Oscar is wondering, how do I whittle down that last 7%? Answer: woke quotas. Perhaps have a third-rate actor exemplify woke black norms by slapping a comedian at the Academy Award show. Actor Will Smith for years has been pushing for awards to be based on skin color, sex, sexual deviance, handicap, over merit. He is like so many other losers, can't compete fairly on merit whether in academics, business, government and most other fields. Therefore, like the male transvestite swimmers competing against women, demean the value of any awards earned before them by merit. And in what should be a failed unbelievable Hollywood plot, an over-the-hill dumb schmuck shock jock and a CNN ignorant worthless scumbag tried to blame the Smith slap incident to Donald Trump. Starting with 2024 films, your project can't even be considered for a Best Picture Oscar unless it meets a set of diversity targets of the kind you'd normally expect to see credited to a Santa Cruz/Berkeley BLM film cooperative. Kyle Smith, opinion writer for the New York Post, summed up this latest idiocy. That thunk you heard coming out of La La Land on Tuesday was the sound of the Academy grandly planting its face in the sidewalk by announcing it was formally rejecting the pursuit of artistic quality in favor of a Byzantine quota system. Like all color and sex quotas, we lose respect for those who use them, and it demeans the achievements of those who earn them through merit. These obnoxious continuing attempts to force respect for positions or awards with a color or sex component, whether for the board of directors in California, admission into a university, or job position, is repugnant to most fair-minded Americans. Do you want the athletes on your favorite team to be picked because of their skin color? Of course not. Some of the classless mumbling from a few of those who spend worthless lives pretending to be someone else, when they are left without a script. Robert De Niro gave a commencement address at Brown University, during which he called President Trump an idiot and described modern America as a tragic, dumbass comedy. Shame on Brown. Alec Baldwin may mimic Trump on TV but is just another anti-American great pretender who recently crapped in his pants and lost 74 million Trump viewers with his latest puerile, asinine quote. Bury Trump in a Nazi graveyard and put a swastika on his grave. John Cusack, back in April, claimed that those close to him have knowledge that exposure to 5G networks can weaken the immune system and, in turn, put people more at risk of contracting COVID-19 in a now-deleted tweet. The actor faced backlash last year for a tweet critics called anti-Semitic. He later claimed a bot was to blame for the post. Chelsea Handler ruffled feathers in January when she posted a tweet questioning Lindsey Graham's sexuality.
Handler wrote, "Holy F.
I just saw the video of Trump's bipartisan meeting yesterday. Hey, at Lindsey Graham's, what kind of DK sucking video do they have on you for you to be acting like this? Wouldn't coming out be more honorable?" Samantha Bee commenting on the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy that led to the separation of children from their families at the Mexico-US border, Bee called the president's daughter and White House senior advisor a feckless C. Brainwashed celebrities fueling the BLM, also known as the Black KKK. These corrupt victimization extortionists pushed the systemic racism and police targeting blacks hoax. Those besides Soros and woke companies who should be boycotted for funding BLM, undoubtedly the most racist organization in American history, include Chrissy Teigen, Lady Gaga, Leonardo DiCaprio, among others, have joined and amplified the giving, too. One pop singer, Abel Tesfaye, posted receipts for $500,000 in donations. And the K-pop boy band BTS announced giving $1 million to Black Lives Matter, its fan group matched that by donating $1.3 million to a dozen advocacy groups.